From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of February 12, 2018. We're joined this week by guest host Salha Habiba, the Spring 2018 intern at the Virginia Water Resources Research Center.
Winter weather advisory in effect from 4 a.m. to noon Eastern Standard Time Sunday. Mixed precipitation expected. Total snow accumulations of up to 2 inches and ice accumulations of a light glaze are expected.
This week, that excerpt from a NOAA weather radio advisory for parts of southwestern Virginia on February 3, 2018, opens a freezing water episode intended especially for Virginia high school science students. Have a listen for about 40 seconds to a series of mystery sounds, and see if you can guess two basic sciences that are at work when winter turns the landscape white.
Now a special weather statement. Snow has ended across much of southwest Virginia, southeast West Virginia, and northwest North Carolina. Temperatures today will start in the single digits and teens, and only warm into the mid-teens to upper 20s. While there will be sunshine today, temperatures will not get above freezing. Untreated roads, bridges, and sidewalks will be slippery and hazardous. Watch for black ice and patches of snow on roads as the wind blows the fluffy snow off of the trees and any nearby buildings.
If you guessed chemistry and physics, you're right. You heard a snow shovel, snow melt salt pellets, and another NOAA weather radio excerpt, this time from January 29, 2014, about melting and refreezing potential after an Appalachian snowfall. The impacts of a snowfall on transportation, recreation, and water supplies depend on weather conditions interacting with chemical and physical properties of water, and of surfaces and substances in contact with the snow. One of these properties is snow density. That is, how much water any given snow contains. Snow density determines how much liquid water may result from a given snowpack. Also, three energy-related properties play key roles in what happens to snow. First, the melting point of water, with and without dissolved substances, such as snowmelt salt. Second, the light-absorbing and reflecting capacities of different colors and substances. And third, the capacity of snow and adjacent surfaces to absorb, emit, and conduct heat. These energy-related properties, combined with snow density, affect how fast the snow will disappear, either by melting or sublimating, that is, turning into vapor without first melting, and whether melted water will evaporate or refreeze onto roadways or sidewalks. Snow chemistry and physics are complicated, but they affect us in very practical ways, such as the recharge of your water supplies by winter snows, the effectiveness of snow melting chemicals, and the timing for shoveling a sidewalk to get a dry, clear surface instead of a slippery, refrozen glaze.
For more Virginia Water sounds, music, and information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. Thanks to Stuart Scales for his banjo version of Cripple Creek to open and close the show. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.